The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Today is Tuesday, the 21st of January, 2020, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Sue's at the helm.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
You look so pretty today.
Well, thank you. So do you always. And I love to turn you on in the morning and listen to your fun, always fun and informative Sue McClain News Hour. So thanks for being with us. And also just to do a big shout out for Sue McClain, everybody. You know, in the last week or two, we've been switching over to a system called Arrakis. And you've called in or you've been concerned. There's bubbles in the system, just like anything else when you start a brand-new system. And this has been the year of the end of the last decade and the beginning of this year. We've been switching over all the computers, all the programs, and we've gone from one that is ages old into a new one. And Sue has been working 10, 12, 15-hour days. So you rock.
Thank you.
And with a smile on top of it, you know. Okay, so let's give our weather overnight rain. Tuesday will be, our highs will be about 90% chance of rain with our high of 50. And tonight calls for 42. Tomorrow, chance of rain again. Let's just go throughout the week. We have rain. Thursday will be partly sunny with a high of 61. Thursday night, chance of rain again. Overnight lows of 46. Friday, rain. So just keep your umbrella in your car and your slickers. That's what it's looking like. There's no big upset about anything. It doesn't look like snow's coming. But, you know, as we progress through the week, again, Saturday, rain likely. Rainy with a high 55 Saturday, 49 Sunday, 57 with our overnight lows of 45. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, today, did you talk about the playoffs?
I did.
Okay. All right. So what's on your mind then?
That was it?
Well, no. I just was, you know, there was a family. I don't know. A couple things. I went to go see, drove down to Sacramento. There was a family emergency on my brother's in-law side. So they took my car up to the Alturas area, and I drove down to Sacramento. We switched out cars because they live in Sacramento. So all of that went on. But I was able to go see Dear Evan Hansen. I haven't been in the Memorial Auditorium in Sacramento in ages. It's the first concert I ever saw was there, the Beach Boys. I think I must have been, 16. That was a real, concert when you go to a concert. And, I mean, you know, it's so stands in time.
Well, I'm glad you had it. What'd you see?
Dear Evan Hansen, which is a Tony nominated. The guys who wrote the music, or the team wrote the music for La La Land, mm-hmm. The Greatest Showman. Mm-hmm. So imagine that kind of music that was in the show. Phenomenal. It's a Broadway, you know, of course, tour. And, it was so wonderful to really hear this, you know, could hear it. I went with my mom, they have season tickets. And it's about a kid, really. It's about a kid in high school and social media and what it is to, imitate fake emails, leading people astray. It's very, very timely. And, all kinds of people, yeah, they said a couple cuss words and everything, but, all ages were at this musical, and I guess they really the songs were just incredible. The talent was incredible. So that was the Broadway series that came through, and of course they're ripping apart the regular place that usually have the Broadway series. And it's not the Music Circus because they have tickets for that too. It's just the Broadway series. So Dear Evan Hansen was a smash. Just I would go see it again and again and again. It moved me we like Kinky Boots. You know, Kinky Boots, just like really, wow, that rocked us, and you loved it. You would have loved this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you know one thing I didn't discuss, and I really remiss, was Friday night we were at
Wind River.
We were at Wind River, and
Tom Basenko's retirement.
Tom Basenko's retirement party. And it was...
The place was packed.
It was standing room only,
right.
In fact. I was... And here's the one, you know, I thought, okay, we just get our tickets. And then Tom said, well, you know, they're kind of going fast. Well, it just went out of my mind. I mean, just... I went out of my mind. No, they just, you know, thought of that because we were doing a lot of other stuff. And then here it was Thursday. And I went, oh, well, it just so happened that somebody I know could not make it to that. And he said, you know, just talking, said, I've got two tickets. And I went, I'll buy them. So I gave her a check for $30 and
yeah, which is really reasonable.
It was, because, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys.
They cooked, and it was so good.
Tri-tip chicken. Their chicken was some of the best.
Yeah, it was.
I don't care
great.
Which restaurant you go to.
Right.
I mean, any restaurant in this town for just, you know, just being barbecued chicken. It was wonderful.
Well, of course, Tom is an Asphalt Cowboy. So there was just a beautiful evening of, you know, sheriffs came from all counties.
Yeah.
The FBI, because of course he's an FBI graduate. So there were a lot of things you learned about Tom. Total prankster, jokester guy. It was a beautiful night of accolades, as it should be. And, you know, when you think about the countless hours that Tom Basenko has spent in public life service as a sheriff, as well as, you know, all the things that you have to do in order to keep your game up, you know, he was the guy that went on to do many, many things, and we shall miss him terribly, but it was such a nice event.
You know, he got everything from photos of he and Les Ball. Les Ball was... You know what? There's things that Les do that just irritate me. But Friday night, he was great. I mean irritate me in the sense of every time I turn around, there's Les, you know, in a selfie. He's into these selfies, you know. But then you and I have been in his selfies, so we're okay.
That's right.
But he did such a great job. Here's a man that obviously...
Loves Tom.
They're bros. They're bros. And they've worked together for years. But he did really a good job.
You can't take that away.
And trying to keep this thing moving.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just... I mean, when you have 30... organizations and people or
standing in line.
Standing in line, and you think, okay, they're all gone.
To give him an award.
And then a whole bunch of them came up at the last, but they all came up together, though.
Well, anyway,
to give
Tom,
him an award.
Tom Basenko, you know, he's done shows here for us while we've been gone. He loves to be in the mix. And Les and they became friends on the campaign trail. And, yes, they had pictures of themselves
everywhere.
In front of the White House. There was also a signed picture from Clint Eastwood for Tom and his wife. And each one of them got a signed picture from Clint Eastwood. So there were some fun things. And, again, it was just really cool to look around the room and see all of the different agencies, the tribe, everybody.
Wind River was there, and I mean everybody, the Red Rancheria. There wasn't a group there, and then there's just all types of just people there. We ran into so many people we haven't seen for a while. We didn't have a table. But a bunch of people showed up that are friends of ours, and we all sat down at one table. We were going to go to another table, but they were filled up. But anyway, Tom was sent off, I think, in the right way. I mean, he was recognized for everything he's done in 40-plus years of serving this community. And you may not have agreed with Tom and everything, but Tom had nothing but love and devotion for this community.
Where's our bell?
And because of him.
We had a bell that we used to ring in the small. We're going to ring the bell. Imagine the bell being.
But the other thing, too, is that because of Tom, we've got 11,000, almost 11,000 CCW holders in this county because he believes in it.
That's right.
And as Eric McGrinney says, every question, every time I see somebody, they ask me, he says, I am not changing a thing that Tom Basenko did, except if I can make it run faster,
right.
So we can get more people through.
Well, I think Eric's going to do a great job. And anyway, so I know we took the morning, as we should, to talk about and recap that. Also recap the playoffs. That was I was seeing the Broadway show with my mom, but I had my dad tape both. He was just going to do the second game that started at 3:00, but I said, oh, no, you've got to watch Kansas City. And he didn't even know who had Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. And I said, you've got to watch this game as well.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. SST Oil is bringing us this segment of the show. You know, these are super people also. These are kind of like unheralded, though. The things they do, the Sport in One Safe Place, Haven Humane, so many other organizations around here, Safari Club International. So SST Oil, it's an employee-owned business. Bill and Dana are in charge of that. They take care of their people. They are running just a very professional operation, moving gas, diesel, jet fuel for our tankers and all this for fighting fires over the whole western part of the United States, not just up here in Shasta and Siskiyou County anymore. They take care of monitor heaters, Toyo water heaters, sell them, maintain them, and of course, make sure you've got fuel for them. SST Oil is located at 2370 Wyndham Lane, right here in Reading, and they're always looking for great employees. That's right. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's SST Oil. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:15 in the morning.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
not you, baby, when you're gone. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. 720 in the morning. It's the 21st of January. It's about, gosh, what is it, like 40 degrees out there, and it's going to be raining today.
Yes.
Yeah. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Joint Commission, Advanced Primary Stroke Facility, Comprehensive Treatment, Prevention, all of that. Plus so much more. Shasta Regional Medical Center loves this community. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, yesterday, we've been watching it going on for days now. On Martin Luther King's birthday, they have an annual rally at the Virginia Capitol for, you know, gun rights, Second Amendment. Well, after the Democrats have started passing all these laws infringing on the Second Amendment, it's just infuriated the state. Over 126 different places in Virginia, and most of the counties, almost all of the counties, and many of the cities, have declared themselves a Second Amendment sanctuary. And Democrats are going, well, they can't do that. Well, yeah, they can, and they've done it. Sheriffs, city councils, boards of supervisors. And so they were going to, and so this was going to be their annual rally. So it's usually, you know, draws a couple thousand. This time, thousands. They were expecting thousands. Mm-hmm. And of course, the mainstream media. Oh, this is going to turn into a Charlottesville. There's going to be killing. There's going to be blood. Oh, you know, the Antifa's coming. The Proud Boys are coming. There's going to be these fights. And so they made a new law that you can't bring guns into the grounds of the Capitol there. So they put this big wire fence, cyclone wire fence, around it. And they had, you know, multiple metal detectors so people could go in. There's going to be no guns on the Capitol grounds. Well, they got like 6,000 people in there that didn't have guns. And then they had all these other thousands out there that were armed to the teeth. And they talked about it. They talked about, you know, we don't want you infringing on our rights. You know, I mean, okay. But here, at the end of it, here's the Washington Post, which, as we know, leans so far left it has to put a hand down to fall over, not to fall over, said, amazingly, no violence, nothing, not one incident. And that's what the people that were putting this on said, were telling people, no, this isn't here for that. Even Antifa said, we're going to march alongside them because if you take their weapons, you're going to take our weapons, and it goes into a racial type thing where you're going to take it away from black people like they used to. So not only was there no problems, this one cafe was open. And a lot of them were closing in protest, right? Well, this one cafe and some others, I guess, you know, coffee shop opened up. They had more people in there than any other time at this, during their history there. Their daughter was giving out hot chocolate, free hot chocolate. People were coming in. And the owner goes, these are such the nicest people. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, they were really, really nice. And so they put their trash in the trash bins. There was nothing left on the streets. It was absolutely a perfect example of a mass rally demonstrating for your rights.
That's great.
And it was great.
And it's a wonderful ending that, you know, well, I don't know if it's an ending, but, you know, it's because we have assembled. We have free assembly here. It's one of our constitutional rights. What you fought for, and to see that it came out in harmony is a very telling, especially in 2020, with all the craziness that's going on.
And the mainstream media was one of them from NBC tweeted it's a white nationalist rally, and it got so much pushback he had to get rid of it.
Delete it?
Yeah, delete it. You know, but the whole thing shows that our rights are guaranteed under the Constitution, and there's a reason that our freedom of assembly, freedom of religion was, you know, our first bill in the first Bill of Rights, and then the ability to bear arms was the second one. The second one protects the first. And they're trying to take away those rights in Virginia. And this is going to be interesting what happens in this next election when all these, you know, these people that are in there, because they do have a majority. The Democrats have a majority in the House and the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Well, heads up if you're vacationing in Florida this chilly week. Several water parks in Florida are closing due to cold temperatures in the Sunshine State. Volcano Bay at Universal Orlando Resort and Aquatica Orlando have shut down, according to the park's respective social media platforms. We know that many people travel in January. Before I go any further on some of these other items, we do have a caller. Bob, good morning, and welcome to our morning show. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Linda and Carl. Hey, look, you were just talking about that big rally in Virginia, and I'm very glad you were talking about that because it came off so wonderful and made the Democrats look so ignorant about what they know and what they do. But February the 15th at 4 o'clock at the Veterans Hall in Anderson, we're going to have our own Second Amendment rally there, and I'd like everybody to be there because I'll tell you what, California is worse off than Virginia, and we'd like to get our sanctuary counties and people behind this because it's very well needed here in California.
Well, we do, and there is going to be something, I think, on February 4th. We'll talk about it a little bit more later on. But it's going to be, you know, the thing about it is all that Virginia has to do is look out here to the crazy coast out here and see what's coming down the pike for them, you know, where you can't buy anything. It's you're going to have background checks for ammo, all these things. It's just, you know, they're looking at here. They're looking at California to take their lead because no matter what the Democrats say, they want to take your guns. You know, maybe not all the Democrats. Okay, you know, I'm not going to say the Democrats. There are members of the Democratic Party that want to take your guns. Not all Democrats, of course.
Yeah, I agree.
But if it seems like when they get into there that, you know, one of the things they said is, wait, we were elected to protect people with new gun laws. And you know what? You can't argue that because it wasn't a surprise when they elected him.
We're going to have three very good speakers there. Mark Baird is going to be there. Dr. Paul DeNuca is going to be there. And our real Second Amendment person, Patrick Jones, is going to be there.
Okay. All right, Bob. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
In the news this morning.
You know what? I'm going to talk about one thing that we saw last night. We saw the movie Hustlers last night. And we'd seen in all this thing about, oh, what a surprise. Jennifer Lopez wasn't nominated for an Academy Award. And she was nominated for one for the Golden Globes. We watched that movie. There was nothing. I don't know. I think she was just kind of playing herself in a sense, but I didn't see anything there.
I mean,
I'm not a movie critic or anything, but no. I do know that there's some. You look at Renee Zellweger, you know, from Judy. I mean, this woman was just.
And Scarlett Johansson in The Marriage Story. Both of those actors were just incredible. Hey, speaking of entertainers, quickly, this is kind of breaking news in show business. Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne were on Good Morning America this morning at 7 o'clock with Robin interviewing them, and basically he's come out to say that he has Parkinson's, and that his last show was on New Year's Eve, and he had a fall, and the family was noticing that, and so basically they're dealing with that, and he said, I can't walk around with secrets, you know. They were probably the first reality TV show where they came in and filmed everything that they were doing and all the dysfunction which we all have. But his wife Sharon said there's so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in your body. So, it, you know, there's a good day and a bad day. So I'm wondering, as far as him going on tour, if he can perform, because when you have, you don't know when that nerve, when you're going to have access to that arm or that leg. So He's postponed his world tour, remains largely secluded while he's recovered at home. He's on Parkinson's medication and taking nerve pills. So that was breaking news in show business this morning, and we do have to take a break. We come back. We have more of headlines here on our live morning edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are brought to you by River Common Senior Living.
Worry less, smile more. Gourmet Chef, are you tired of trying to take care of everything yourself? Let the staff and the people there at River Common Senior Living help out. I mean, it's kind of like a mini cruise ship right here in downtown Redding. You know, they're pet friendly. Like I said, a gourmet chef, activities directors, they have. If you don't feel comfortable driving, you just don't want to drive, they have transportation all over the town for everybody. And they are a, you know, it's not an assisted living facility. It's a place that seniors, you know, lively seniors there are enjoying moving on with their lives. Give them a call at 238-5981. Talk to Brian and arrange a personalized tour today. We'll be right back, 7:30 in the morning, here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without pride. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I am wise.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to readingkia.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Attention to detail. That's what sets Kubota construction equipment apart. It's how we maximize performance, increase strength, and give you the dependability you demand. We engineer our equipment precisely at every level. It's what makes us a leader. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer. PG&E is not fun anymore. Worried about high electricity rates and the reliability of power in the future? A propane generator can use all your propane in just a few days. Solar power from Advanced Power Ready is the solution. Advanced Power has been installing their lithium batteries for 5 years. They have more experience with battery systems than other local installers. With a 10-year warranty and 20-year expected life, enjoy years of trouble-free service. Why just have a grid-tied system when you can make and store your own energy? Enjoy power independence and gain control over increasing rates. Their batteries can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading offers zero down with up to 25-year financing. Call today at 226-0701 and let them show you how to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. Call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by 843 North Market Street, Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567 is our phone numbers here, and it's 42 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, it's not just insurance that Judy Maxwell and her people do so well. It's also your financial. If you've got questions about your investments, about making investments with this crazy, crazy upturn of the stock market, and you've got some, you wonder if, hey, are you obtaining the full benefit of your investments? Give Judy a call at 221-0441, and she'll set up a time for you to come in and talk, and you can take a look at what you're doing, and maybe you need to make some shifts in what your investments are. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union, helping people since 1993.
And raining outside, as you know, if you're just waking up right now, it looks like we're going to have a high near 50, and we're going to have 8 to 14 miles per hour of winds with some gusts up to 18 miles per hour. So just realize that it's a rainy day, and go outside with your umbrella and your overcoat. Make sure you do that. Of course, also in the news, officials in China are racing to contain the spread of a new virus that has left at least 6 people dead and sickened more than 300 after it was confirmed the infection can spread between humans. Wuhan, the central Chinese city where the it's called coronavirus, was first detected, announced a series of new measures Tuesday, including the cancellation of upcoming Lunar New Year celebrations. Now, you know, Kung Hoi Fat Choi is New Year's, and it's a really big deal for the Chinese. There were the, you know, the red, they hand out the little red money things. It's good luck. So usually that event attracts thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. Tour agencies have been banned from taking groups out of Wuhan, and the number of thermal monitors and screening areas in public spaces will be increased.
In Hawaii. Oh, two things. I have two things here. Yesterday, in Reading here, Martin Luther King Jr. annual march happened, and, you know, had a number of people there. And the program that they're starting was to create a cohesive community to embrace all people. And, you know, the time is now to do that. You know, we don't have, I say this, but not being a person of color, I probably don't speak, you know, of all things, of course. When you think things are that there isn't blatant prejudice or bigotry here in town, and you believe that, and then you hear a story about a family that's moving because their kids were being bullied at one of the schools, and they couldn't seem to stop it at the school, and that was just enough for them, so they're leaving. Other places say that, Reading is a very, accepting town. It, you know, it accepts people for, you know, who they are and not their color or their gender or their religion, and I like to think of Reading as being that way. The one that's really a tragedy here is in Hawaii. And have you ever been? You've been to Hawaii, right? Have you ever been up
to
Diamond Head?
Yes.
Go up to Diamond Head. And I know when I was, when I lived there, I competed in a number of triathlons. And we, and we would bicycle. Part of it would always be bicycling over Diamond Head because, you know, it had some elevation there. And the places up there, affluent homes, they have neighborhoods that are, you know, that homes are worth a lot of money. Well, it appears that yesterday that they had an incident that had a woman called, said that she needed help. She'd been attacked up on Diamond Head in a house. And when the police showed up, a guy by the name of Jerry Hannell, 69 years old, started shooting. He killed a woman policeman in this first barrage. And when the next group of policemen came, he started shooting again and killed another policeman. Meanwhile, so the police are getting ready to move in, he sets the house on fire. And not only did that house burn down, but six others burnt down in that neighborhood.
Behind
the
house,
it was, yeah. Ugh. And so he's still missing. One other woman they believe, you know, that was with the landlord is also missing. The woman that was stabbed has been released from the hospital, but she was in critical condition when they brought her in. And now the one family was at church, and they come home. Well, they have no home now. Burnt down for this. And they're still trying to figure out what happened. They had, except that he did not have a rental agreement. She had filed a complaint and had failed to vacate the property despite repeated demands.
Too bad they couldn't have the police go in at a certain point when it's passed. If you don't have an agreement at that point, is he squatting?
Yeah, well, he just refused to leave. So, but the thing is that I guess she felt like he wasn't going to be dangerous enough mm-hmm. that she would call the police. Because if you felt like, hey, look, I'm trying to get this person out of here, you call the police and you set up a time for the police or the mm-hmm. sheriff to come in with you. You know, so there is no problems. Mm-hmm. Well, once it started, we lost two young, and one's been on the force 7 years, and the woman has, and the other young man was on 9 years, kids. So it's a tragedy for Hawaii. They haven't had anything like this
no.
in, gosh, probably decades, if any, time. So,
in other news, which is, you know, kind of menial after what you were just describing as tragedy, you know, with the boom of, you know, the royals and Meghan and Harry, this is interesting because in this photo of, Madam Tussauds, House of Wax, right? You go in and you see all of the, you know, famous figures. Well, when you look at this picture, you see the Queen, and you see, you know, of course, Prince Philip, and then you see, the other, I can't think of their names right now, next to them, but Meghan and Harry have been completely removed.
They've taken the photos
They're not
out.
Flanked. The Queen is not flanked. She's got the...
Oh, my gosh, they are. And it's not balanced there.
No, they've just removed them. And they, of course, they'll be someplace else, but they're not standing with the royal family. I don't know. The whole thing, I know it's 2020, and Harry's saying that the press and the horrible things they've said about Meghan being biracial and, it goes on and on.
Well, she is biracial, yeah. But they're saying, you know, it's more than that. And he said he's stepping away because of that. I find that interesting because maybe they can get away from this, but they're already starting to talk about that, about $100 million brand they're building. You know, because they took the trademark, the Sussex, you know, the Sussex line or something like that, because he was the Prince of Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, frankly, his whole life he's been, and this must be tough. I understand this. Your royalty in a rapidly changing world where everything you turn around, if he was at a bar and he was dancing, I mean, there was photos of him. But you know, every wish he could possibly want was paid for by the people. The Queen's probably one of the richest women in the world, you know, worth billions. The family is worth that much. And now, you know, this continuing controversy over her you know, the Queen hanging in there when Prince Charles is, what, 70 years old now. So how much longer is he going to make it? You know, when she decides, you know, is she going to keep going to what, she's 100 and then she decides to step down? Or does she believe that she may be the last real queen in England? That the people are going to say, well, you know what, we like royalty, but really, what are we getting from it?
It's a tourism business for them, I'm sure. I mean, look what happened when Meghan and Harry got married. It was, you know, the plates and people like, I think people do like that. I'm curious because we treat some of our celebrities like they're royal, and they act like they're royal. But, I don't know. It's a tradition. And so, like so many of our traditions are dying, it's like that is a tradition. And maybe England will hold on to that tradition. Should be interesting to watch.
Yeah, let's take a break. And at 8 o'clock, we have Dan Beans coming in here from Reading Electric Utility. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helper, Sharon Clark. We were just running into this and thinking about some people that a gentleman that's, you know, had some medical problems. So he's living with his son and daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean he can't go back in his house, but they're concerned about it. So, and I said, well, you know what? You ought to talk to Sharon Clark because she could have somebody in there a day, you know, an hour a day, just checking them every day or, you know, maybe a couple hours, three times a week. Things like this, check, make sure everything's okay, the house is clean, you know, all that, if they can't make it there. And then, you know, maybe augment it with the family. But this is just some of the things that Sharon Clark, and you can thoroughly recommend her without hesitation, to have one of her people come in and check. She'll give you a complimentary in-home consultation to find out what works for you. And maybe it is only 2 hours a day once a week, or maybe it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. She can do it all. Home Helpers. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Remember, you know, there's no place like home. People just feel better when they're in your homes. 7:46 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. 42 degrees. It's going to be raining all day.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more. Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment with one of the most sought-after comedians and actors in the industry, Joel McHale, live on stage at the Event Center.
I'm a half an hour into this interview. Then I realized what was going on. So I said, hey, Mr. Reporter Man, just for fun, say my first name out loud. And he goes, okay, Daniel.
Joel McHale, Saturday, January 18th. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, 7:50 in the morning, 42 degrees out there, raining today, weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793, and Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California. I can't say it ever got me out of trouble, but it sure has caused some surprises in the house. And you know what? Your Christmas present that I gave you from Four Winds Jewelry is a bracelet. And you have not taken it off.
I've not taken it off.
And that's very unusual for you.
I know, but usually I take all of my jewelry off. But I don't know. Just something that I feel like I want to wear right now. Anyway, Four Winds Jewelry, all your jewelry needs, check them out on Hilltop Drive. Of course, it's raining this morning. I want to let you know that our highs today will be 50 with our overnight lows around 42, and it's raining, and we could have gusts up to 18 miles per hour. So if you're heading outside today, please do bring your umbrella and, drive safely because you know that there's slicky roads.
Okay, I want to talk about impeachment here. I want to thank the Democrats for constantly improving Trump's ratings, President Trump's ratings, because it seems like it just keeps going up and up. I read an article yesterday and things that I've said before, that it's not what Trump has done. It's because he's Trump. He has never been accepted. From the day he was nominated, and then when he won. And if you want to have a good time, you go back and you look at, say the night that CNN, MSNBC, and the Hollywood talking heads realized that Trump had won the presidency.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. It was like Rachel Maddow was like, the mainstream media, even the New York Times said we are so far out of, we are so far out of touch with America. How can we do this? We need to reach out again, which of course they never did. But since then, they've been after him. They started the impeachment right then. It took him 3 years to finally get it to the Senate. And so McConnell says, well, we're not going to do this. We're not going to do that. This belongs to the Senate. So now, like Schumer says, oh no, we must have witnesses. Yet Chuck Schumer is on tape, on video, saying that during the Clinton impeachment that, oh no, we don't need witnesses. There should never be witnesses there. But here's the bottom line. If you call one witness, then you have to call more witnesses to talk about the veracity of the first witness and to prove what the witness says is true or not true. So here's what I, if the Democrats really want witnesses, then Joe Biden is over there laughing and joking, and Mayor Pete, and because three of the people that are running for president, Warren, Sanders, and Klobuchar are in the Senate, and they're going the first part of the Senate is the House has 24 hours over a period of 2 days to present their case, and they're starting at 1 o'clock today. So what's that tell you? They're going to be on till 1 this morning, the following morning. And then they're going to come back and do it again for another 12 hours. And then they're going to go start going through the case. Now, they have taken away they've taken away cell phones. They can't communicate with each other. They can't. They don't have electronic devices. They've got to sit there and listen and study and pore over the documents, which is what they should. This is pretty, you know, this is really serious. But can you imagine what's going to happen in the fourth hour or the third hour? You're going to see senators and both sides starting to twitch. Because you know what happens when you're not without, you know, if your phone's taken away for, you know, for the whole day, can you imagine they start twitching and pretty soon, you know, you start seeing their heads start nodding and all these. And when is they going to have somebody that walks around with a little stick, you know, a little wand that reaches over and taps you on the shoulder if you're sitting there, you know, snoring. To get them up. Okay. So, but what this does is, that, you know, if they start calling witnesses, oh, yeah, this could take 6 months. What does that do to Warren, Biden, and Klobuchar? Not Biden. Warren, Sanders, and Klobuchar. They're off the campaign trail for 6 months before the election. If I was Warren and Sanders and Klobuchar, I would say, let's vote for acquittal. Let's just vote for it now. Let's bring it up. Let's bring up the vote right now so they can get back on the trail. Otherwise, they're stuck there. They could be stuck there as it is anyway for 2 or 3 weeks up here leading up to the Iowa caucuses. Think about that. Think about what this is going to do to their campaigns. And then Joe just kind of like ambles into the convention, and he's won. Because nobody else is out there. If this is the Democrats' plan to have Biden be their next nominee, it's going to work perfectly. It's not going to work for Bernie or Elizabeth or Amy. And speaking of Amy and Elizabeth, the New York Times came out yesterday and said that they endorsed both of them. Now,
okay, you can endorse more than one. We've been told that.
Yeah, but what it did is it endorsed the two women and said, these are the ones that we believe can beat Trump. And they've gotten such a, you know, the ridicule has heaped on them, including from the Democratic Party, saying, you mean you can't just pick one? Somebody came back and said, well, then I pick the 49ers and the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Because this is what they've said, so they've chosen the two, and it was such a it's another black eye for the gray lady. Jimmy, good morning. You got a couple minutes, buddy.
Good morning. I'll try to condense my thoughts here. This whole impeachment trial is, like everybody has said, is to try to, like you said, blacken the eye of actually Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
and ruin him at the ballot box. Now, what just makes me want to just shout out and is the Democrats are so hypocritical, because in the House trials, they rushed it through. They didn't let the Republicans bring forth any witnesses or submit a bunch of documents, and they try to impeach Trump for obstruction of Congress. Well, in most impeachment trials or whatever, as most people hopefully here know, if you want to bring witnesses forward like Bolton, they should have brought him to court. But they said they should have, you know, and they said no. We need to do this like right now, so we need to get this done and expedite it. Well, now you have Chuck Schumer up there crying about, Mitch McConnell just wants to rush this through and not call any witnesses. And it's just so hypocritical. It just, if people followed this closer.
I promise you this, Jimmy. If they had somebody running against Trump, like, let's just say Barack Obama, charismatic, smart guy that can speak well.
Yes.
If they had somebody like that in the wings, this impeachment wouldn't be going on. They wouldn't do it. because they do not have, and we've got to run now, but they do not have a viable candidate, and they can't run against what he's doing. I mean, the people love the economy. They love what, you know, I mean, they, you know, that the attack on Soleimani. The America understands why he did it. It's just the Democrats that are in, right, in the House and the Senate. So I really believe if they had a viable candidate, you wouldn't even be seeing this. So,
right, well, I just hope their devious plan doesn't work at the ballot box. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know because America's strange. America votes the way it wants to. So, anyway, we got to run. Thanks a lot, Jimmy, for the phone call. Hey, we got to take a break from the news, and Dan Beans is sitting right here on his phone. We're going to take it away from him for an hour and see if he can see if he can maintain for a whole hour without his phone. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
President Trump urged the world to invest in America during an address before the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Mr. Trump did not mention the historic impeachment trial during his remarks, but when asked about the trial by reporters covering the forum, Mr. Trump described the proceeding as disgraceful. At the forum, Chinese Vice Premier Han Jing launched a staunch defense of economic globalization and said it would not follow the protectionist and unilateral needs of other countries. He told an audience that economic globalization is a trend of history and, quote, a strong driving force behind economic growth across the globe. As the Senate impeachment trial hits full stride this afternoon, it appears unlikely Republicans will move to dismiss the charges against President Trump.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's not much of what he called a stomach for dismissal among his members. For some, it may be the fear of being seen as engaging in what the Democrats would allege to be a cover-up. Senator Ted Cruz told Fox News dismissal would be, in his words, a much less attractive option than acquittal, recalling House Speaker Pelosi's recent statement that President Trump is now impeached forever. Cruz says only by proceeding with a trial will the president get a chance to be acquitted forever. Bob Agnew reporting.
The initial stage of Huawei's chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou's extradition hearing in Vancouver covers whether her alleged crimes are crimes both in the United States and Canada.
Today, the defense argued a lot of the issue of double criminality. Basically, their argument is, since there is Canada does not have sanctions against Iran, Meng Wanzhou did not commit any crimes. Since she didn't commit a crime in Canada, she can't be extradited to the United States. That's the argument.
Correspondent Jim Morris reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 106.5 points, while the NASDAQ is down 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1225. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is presenting his proposal that would cement his power indefinitely.
Putin has submitted to Parliament a package of constitutional amendments widely seen as an attempt to secure his grip on power well after his current term ends in 2024. Putin first presented the proposed changes in his State of the Nation address Wednesday, arguing they're intended to bolster the role of Parliament and strengthen democracy. Kremlin critics argue that they're intended to allow his rule for life. The Kremlin-controlled lower house, the State Duma, confirmed on Monday it had received a draft bill on constitutional proposals from the Kremlin. Keith Peters reporting.
Alarmed by a deadly new twist in the nation's drug addiction crisis, the government will allow states to use federal money earmarked for the opioid epidemic to help growing numbers of people struggling with meth and cocaine. The little-noticed change is buried in a massive spending bill passed by Congress late last year. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Virginia school district cancels classes ahead of a teacher rally.
Richmond school superintendent says so many teachers are planning to attend a rally at the state capitol next Monday in support of increased school funding, the district needs to cancel classes. They expect nearly 700 or about a third of teachers to take personal leave to participate in the rally and say they can't secure enough substitutes to cover classes. Education advocates are calling for more funding beyond what Democrat Governor Ralph Northam's allotted in his proposed budget. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A preliminary court hearing opened today in the trial of a Dutch father accused of shutting his children off from the outside world for years and of physically abusing them. The case drew global attention last October when police discovered the father with six of his children in a secluded farmhouse in the eastern Netherlands, 80 miles northeast of Amsterdam, after one of the sons raised the alarm. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I hope it's on your speed dial. Today's the 21st. Let me stick those back in there. The 21st of... I have my teeth.
That's called living in the moment, folks.
January, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda here has got the weather.
All right, I'm going to tell you about the weather today. Okay, it's currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. If you look outside, if you're wondering, oh, you just put your feet on the floor, what is the weather going to be like? Well, it's rainy today.
And what are you doing getting up right now? Right now,
because
it's 8
some people, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning, especially with this kind of weather, makes you want to like be cozy and stay inside. But looks like we're going to have our temperatures going to be about high today with our overnight lows of 42, rain all day, and then tomorrow we have a chance of rain again with our high 53 and overnight lows tomorrow night 42, mostly cloudy. Now Thursday calls for partly sunny with our high of 61 and our overnight lows of 46. Chance of rain though actually runs throughout the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And we do have a quick look
sure.
at the roads
okay,
this morning.
Let's do it.
A traffic hazard at Orange Road and Hall Road, so be careful. That's in Red Bluff. Traffic hazard at I-5 South at the 151 off-ramp and chain control in effect. Now, if you're traveling up at the higher elevations, definitely bring along your chains this week. We do have quite a few incidents reported between Dunsmuir and just past Weed. High-profile vehicles are not recommended. Also, we do have a, quite a few snowplows out and about. This is on 44, 299 East, also Highway 36 and 89 this morning. Now, back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. And the weather and road reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, before we start with our guest, do you remember who Michael Avenatti was? He was the lawyer that was representing Stormy Daniels, and he was on like CNN and every major media like 230 times, enough so that the guy that they call Fredo Cuomo, I was on CNN, said, you know, this man could be a viable candidate for president.
Yes, I do remember that.
Guess where Michael is right now? Michael is in El Chapo's cell in New York because they got him for, of course, for, you know, he's being sued for extorting, trying to extort money from Nike. They got him for stealing $847,000 from one of his clients. But this is the best part. His cell is, he's on being held on lockdown. He has a guard keeping watch from outside his cell and two cameras trained on him at all times. I wonder if this is the same place that the guy Epstein died, you know, and they can't find the tapes. Anyway, he's got a guy watching him 24 hours a day and two cameras in his cells. Michael Avenatti, how they have fallen. But on the positive side, we have Dan Beans with us, who is the director of Reading Electric Utility. And I want to get this out of the way right at once, but good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Dan, has nothing to do with the rate changes, the proposed rate changes on your sewer, water, garbage, and all that. That has nothing to do with REU.
Right. We do provide credit and collections for all the city utilities, but so we do send out the bill, but we do not.
You don't have anything else to do with this. So if you've got a problem with this, this is not to call Dan on. So.
Right. Okay. So what's happening? Okay. What are the goals in 2020?
Yeah.
Let's do a synopsis of what 2019, with you heading up REU, can you kind of tell us as we begin this year, like a caption of what happened last year, where you want to go in 2020?
All right. Well, what's kind of currently happening now is being, what led to it is the car fire in 2018 and then the snowstorm in early 2019 last year. Those two events have really shaped how we are looking to the future. In 2015, we did embark on a five-year strategic plan, which goes through 2020, which mm-hmm. is now. And so we have achieved most of our goals on that. But with this whole wildfire mitigation and the SB 901 and the whole focus on that in California, that's really redirected us in a very focused way. And the cool thing about the wildfire mitigation is it's giving us a great way to collaborate with other city departments, and everything we do in this area is going to increase our reliability and safety of our system for our customers.
Now, the way I understand this is when you brought on, I think it's like, what, is it 13 or 19?
So there's actually 19 fire personnel, 12 apprentices who do help us with mitigation, clearing, that supplements our arborists. Mm-hmm. And then there's also 6 full-time firefighters. So now we have 2 engine crews that have 3-man crews 24/7 mm-hmm. that'll help us get faster response. And then we have an assistant fire marshal we've just hired who's going to help us with the whole fire marshal's office is going to help us with our plan and managing it.
And the plan here is to build a fire break. I mean, this is what it's going to look like eventually. I mean, just because of trying to keep all the lines and everything. It looks like a fire break all around Redding.
Right. We're going to do our part. You know, because our lines circle the city and they go within the city, we have a lot of leeway to get a lot of clearing done. But even with all the investment we're going to make in keeping our system safe, which will help keep the city safe, we still need everybody else to do their part. So that's one of the messages we want to get out is, you know, we can't do it all. It can't happen fast enough. There's still down trees from the February storm last year. So this is definitely a community problem, a community solution.
Well, when we say you've got down trees, so, I mean, can volunteer groups go out there and clear trees? If I had a chainsaw, can I go out there and start whacking them down?
Well,
what do I have to do?
I think a lot of these, I think ours are in pretty good shape. A lot of the trees I'm talking about, the damage is just other people's property.
On private property,
yeah,
now.
I don't think
now,
it's all
can the city up. Can the city go to them and say, hey, look, you've got to get this stuff cleaned up before next year's fire season, and if you need help, can they appeal to the city?
Yeah, I mean, the city can definitely the fire marshal's office helps with that. They will see if they see property that people aren't taking care of that's a hazard to others around mm-hmm. them. They will get them a notice. And I don't know that there's any funds to necessarily support
right.
that, but as REU continues our wildfire mitigation plan, we're always looking at ways where we can find ways to.
Now, can you cut people's help. Trees that branch over into the danger zone?
Yeah, if you have trees on your property that are encroaching into our right of way, mm-hmm. or that could hit your lines from our, you know, your electric
right.
service, yeah, you just call us, and we will typically just take care of that for you.
Well, but if you see them, if you see like branches coming over into it, can you legally just? I mean, I'm sure you tell the people, but you need to clean
we,
it out.
Yeah, we have a certain right of way that we can clear
okay.
without. You know, we always try to give notice and work well with people. But there are occasionally people that don't want us to trim the trees. But at the end of the day, we have to
I'm
look
sorry.
At this.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I realize they don't want the trees trimmed, but we're not talking cutting down the tree. We're talking about cutting limbs that are into our wires.
Right.
And which could cause a fire or could cause a electrical outage.
There could be situations where a tree is so hazardous and it's growing so strangely that it has to be completely taken out. But in those cases, too, we will also provide you another tree to plant in its place, something that won't grow and become a problem in the future.
Okay. You know, because we live downtown, of course, and there's a lot of trees on our street,
yeah.
and the wires go right through them.
Right.
And we had one of the, during the Snowmageddon, we had a a line go down. It wasn't obviously a power line, but it was some line that was running across the street because of the limbs were dropping like that. But, I, you know, theoretically, I guess you could come through there and just trim all of those up. Some of these old trees, because we look at it every year, we look at these two trees across the street.
Yeah.
Huge trees.
Yeah.
And it's leaning over on the, their neighbor's property a little bit, but you know, the limbs coming out. But we thought if that thing dropped, that would take out our whole, the whole kitchen. The whole area if it dropped, because it would reach us easily.
Yeah, definitely. I would encourage people to call us if they see a hazard tree that they think might be on our purview.
Well, we're going to take a break here, and our guest this morning is Dan Bean, who is the director of REU. I think, is that the official title?
We're the City Electric Department, and we're also known as REU.
Yeah, but what's your official title?
My official title? Yeah. Utility Director.
Utility Director. That's what we're talking about. Okay, Dan Beans, thank you. We'll be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Oriented for the highest level of personal service, Cornerstone branches are everywhere in Shasta and Tama. And we'll take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. Into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy? Therapy and laughter. We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night. Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, We've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here.
Yeah. Put your mid for walking, baby.
Yeah, you know,
you want to put them on today with this rain.
Talking to Dan Beans, we're talking important, earth-shattering events here, and Linda comes in with her little time to come back on.
It's time.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Phone lines here are 605-4567. 45 degrees out there today. It's going to be raining all day and probably tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, the 21st, and this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics. Over 47 years in the business locally, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Your 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, and an authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, Klipsch, and Bose. All of this at Clyde's Enterprises. Buy a TV, he'll install it, give you surround sound, he'll do it all for you, and it's local. Buy local, stay local, my friends. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. As I said, we're here with the executive director of of Redding Electric Utility, or the, so as we said, he has nothing to do with the rate changes for water, sewer,
trash, whatever,
any of that that they want to raise. Okay. And if you don't like that, you have to return a letter that says, I don't like this. I don't think you should do this. instead of saying, they put one out. They said, if you return this, that's a no vote. What they should say is, if you return this, that's a yes vote. Because everybody knows that people don't get their bill and they don't look at that stuff. I mean, this isn't your fault, but this is.
Yeah, and infrastructure, has, not that I'm defending anything, but there's definitely, you have to keep investing in your infrastructure. If you do not, you're going to be paying for it later.
I know for sure, we've got sewer lines that date back to like 1900 in this town. And they're the old clay ones that when they collapse, you've got to fix them.
Yeah, and I don't know the public works business, but if it's anything like electric, there are a lot of regulations and jeopardy that way. If you do not maintain your system, you have any leaks or spills or things like that. And so this has to be done.
I remember when we went through the water shortage, a few years ago during the drought, we found out that Redding loses so many hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of gallons of water a year due to leaks, and they don't even know how much. They don't even know how much it is. They just know that's what they estimate because of the system. Millions of gallons, not hundreds of thousands of gallons, but millions of gallons. Okay. One of the things that happened, of course, is downtown is being totally redesigned, and it's hurting some people. But change, is painful.
Yep.
So when they took down they're taking down the parking structures. They're going to be putting multi-use buildings in there. Another parking structure. I think even across from Enjoy the Store, there's going to be an open parking area right there. But people are saying that we have a lot of retirement people here, and having to walk four or five blocks during the summer is just tough. But you took that one on.
Well, we're just part of the solution. So, using our greenhouse gas money that provides funds from our extra allowances for carbon that we had, we monetized that. The city council has a policy that allows us to use it for projects like the downtown project for providing some electric vehicles for transporting between parking lots and businesses. I don't have all the details on the schedule and how it's going to work, but RU is...
Well, that doesn't fall under your purview. What you've done is you've provided three vehicles, and I was expecting kind of like golf carts. I mean, I really did, kind of like those extended golf carts that people can drive around, but no, you guys went to the big enchilada there.
Well, they're like that, but they're like three or four rows of seats, and they're enclosed. And
air conditioned.
It should be nice. Yeah, I don't know what. I don't think they're air conditioning actually, because I think you'd kill your battery pretty fast.
Okay, that's right. They're all electric cars.
Yes.
Okay, so then, but it's to move people around,
Fun.
Because there isn't parking, and I don't see anything wrong with that, because I also see entrepreneurs out there with pedicabs. students at, at school, you know, people from, that say, hey, for a summer job, I'm going to be getting in shape and I'm going to be pulling hopefully not 300 pound people around in my little pedicab.
Yeah.
But moving people around downtown. I think, I think it's, you see it in San Diego everywhere.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be painful getting downtown transformed, but when it's done and as it's getting done over the years, it's going to be amazing. The other part that RU is taking the lead on is the lighting. And making sure that when downtown is done, the lighting is going to be fabulous. It's going to be safe. It's going to be very cool looking.
There's not going to be dark spots out there.
Very exciting to hear this.
No, yeah. It's because it's changed. Because at the same time you're doing this, Park Marina Drive is going to be transformed. As we're putting up these new buildings downtown, they're already planning on what they're going to do at Park Marina Drive. Do you have any kind of like, has anything been opened up to you at all about that?
No. I have no knowledge of that.
You said yes. But that's going to have an impact because that's going to be a lot more lighting down there along the, along the river trail and new businesses down there. Again, a transformation of the river.
Right.
And over the next 5 years, I would imagine.
Yeah, and the cool thing is we're converting our regular street lights to LEDs already, and then we're going to add pedestrian lighting in the downtown area and convert those lights as well. And so as we light up the city more to make it safer, we're actually using less energy as we're using more energy efficient.
Yeah, because the LEDs will just just as a small part of this, we used LED lighting on our tree this year. You could run those things
and we
24
also
hours a day, and they're still cool.
Cool.
You don't have to worry about them burning anything down, but the amount of electricity it used, our electric bill went down from like last year on it. But this thing here with the Park Marina Drive, this thing could be absolutely huge for Red. And so, but they haven't put any plans out yet. So maybe it's too soon, or maybe they've already got them. They're just waiting for the leases to go up, get up.
Yeah,
I'm on that. Okay, you talk about lighting. Like on our street, we have a light, and then down the street, 100 yards? Are they 100 yards
apart? Oh, we need a light out in front of our our street is dark.
No, but what I'm saying
our old standard was every other pole.
Right. And how far away is that? Is that 100 yards?
Well, a pole can be 300 feet, 100 yards.
Okay.
It depends on the span, it depends on what's on it and all that. But that was our previous standard. What we look at it now is if we've had neighborhoods call in and say, hey, our mailboxes are getting vandalized. Can you add a street light here? And so we have. If there's a structure there that we can easily do it, we can get out there and take care of that. And we've had great success stories. I have an open thing to RPD, too. If they see an area that's a problem for them and is dark and neighbors want it, we can totally come in and try to keep upgrading the lights. So
okay,
lighting is a great thing. There are some people that don't like the lights. They're like, I want to use my telescope and I don't want the lights in my neighborhood, but yeah, that's what the rest
of
the county
is on our street, the only problem we've gone through our problems just like everybody else because we live right downtown, is people coming by and checking doors on the cars or, into your driveways and stuff. That I think more lighting would help with that. A lot of us have automatic lighting sensor lights that will come on if people come into the area. But I think there's nothing that more light can't solve.
Right, and the new technology with LEDs and the way you can actually focus it and you can screen it and shield it. And so there's a lot of things you can do to mitigate the spillover on the light. So it's definitely a good thing.
Are there any I want to get into the next hour about next segment about solar when we get into that, because it's a lot of consternation, of course, about that. But as far as downtown, when you're talking about lightings for downtown, are we talking about a just kind of like conventional lighting, but it's LED, or is there what's your vision for that, Dan?
So for the downtown to be nicely done, you're going to end up with some trees, you're going to end up with a variation of architecture and all that. So enable regular street lights at 35 feet elevation, whatever, is not going to provide proper and uniform lighting. So you're going to need to do some pedestrian lighting in combination with some regular overhead decorative lighting. And there's even an area where they're looking at doing some catenary-type lighting. to make a cool little alleyway. So there's just
it's what did you say, catenary?
Catenary. So like kind of like your Costco little party lights.
Okay.
Strung along, not that yeah. quality, but you know something like that. So there's a whole wide range of things that we can do, but we have a guy who's got a lot of experience with lighting design, and so we've got him. Thank you. Dogging that project and making sure that we end up with a cohesive downtown
so lighting plan, design. We don't. It's not ad hoc. It's right. come through here. So, and you're looking at the whole downtown area.
The whole downtown specific plan is our current boundary right now.
What about the? And we have these. We've got to run right after this, but across behind us on Tehama Street here. Tehama here, or Shasta? Is this Tehama over here? Anyway, with the parking lots where Rava is and all that, there's one big light in there, maybe a couple lights. Are there going to be more lights in there? Is more people park in there? Do you see? Or do you think there's enough light there now?
It depends. I really don't, without looking at it. And it depends on who owns the lot. And if that's
I think that's Rava's lot
is
there.
It? Okay.
And it hasn't filled up yet, but it will. And the other day, in fact, we saw a lot of people parking there, you know, parking where the old police station is, you know, as more people come downtown, and especially in next month when they take down the rest of the parking structure.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'll reach out to Public Works and make sure that they know that on some of their little parking areas that are temporary and transitional, that we make sure we keep good lighting in there, because that's definitely going
to
be.
You can always remove it later if you have to, sure. but you know, you want people to feel safe up
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Right. Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Dan Beans is our guest this morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM. We are brought to you this morning by Alliance Heating and Air, where they are our choice for hot water heaters as well as air conditioning and heating. Get your elements looked at and fixed and, you know, change out your filters. And they're wonderful. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
We're in the process of updating our equipment here at KCNR. Now, if you hear a little extra static or perhaps a little silence between commercials, we're aware and appreciate your patience as we address these issues.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
You need electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a...
Electricity.
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 45 degrees out there. It's raining. It looks like it's going to rain all day, and then tomorrow start clearing up. 8:35 in the morning here. Weather reports, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, the only place I can think of to get a haircut. Remember, man's last stronghold, better known, and discounts for seniors and veterans.
Okay, I just want to say this. Well, first of all, if you're just tuning in, Dan Beans, who's the director, utility director for REU, is with us this morning. And I just have to say this. When we had the rolling blackouts that were happening through California, I never really appreciated or realized how lucky we were to be REU, live in a district. When you buy a house, we bought the house, that wasn't a deciding factor. Well, I can guarantee you right now, and I don't, you know, we've got friends that are selling real estate and friends that have house. I don't know what your deal is, but that's your deal. But it would make a difference for me now. I would be a deciding factor.
The big pickup line in California last summer was, hey, I got electricity.
I got electricity. That's not what I'm saying.
And I have showers.
And you know, we had, and through the fires, you know, we're downtown, so we're in the downtown grid, but we had electricity, and you don't realize when everybody else is suffering without it, how blessed you are to have it, you know.
Now it's a selling point. And reduced rates.
And the fact that we have our own utility company here. So that's just a gratitude statement. Second of all, we would like to open this for conversation because it's controversial. I don't think, to me, it's not controversial because whenever you decide to make a change or do something to do a facelift or add to, we always can come down to we need more police. We need more safety on the streets. But we're talking about this topic of this conversation at this time will be about the Turtle Bay light expose that they're looking at doing this year. And I asked you at the break because I didn't want to put you in uncomfortable. We do that with our guests. Like, I don't want to do something where you're going, bleh, you know, catch you like a deer in the headlights. Can we talk about this? And are you supporting it? And you said?
I said, we definitely think it's a great idea. We're always supporting projects that use electricity. I think that's a good thing. the Garden of Lights, that whole thing, it came out of that Reading.
Yeah, the 20 things we did. Yeah. We wanted to move Reading forward.
Yeah, and that's a lot of public input into that whole process. Anyway, it's a very cool project. My vision for RU's involvement, besides we've offered them some design and just kind of just overseeing, making sure when they've got trenches open and stuff that we make sure we get the right conduit in certain places. Besides that, once they have that thing running, I would like, REU to sponsor the energy, and when they sponsor that energy, what we would want is I would want like a free day for for people to come enjoy it locally. So low income people who maybe can't afford
to take their families out. You know, exactly. we're all pinching right now. I mean, it's true. Across the board, we're all pinching. So, and I think that's just, that is what you do to give back. And I love that there's a big heart right there.
Well, all the money that RU has is your money. And there are a lot of people in our community that are low income, that struggle, that work hard. And
they have families.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this seems to be a priority, you know, these kind of things for the community. I mean, it's great. And it's going to bring in a lot of
It's 6 weeks long.
Too.
And besides the tourism, but you're right, not just reduced rates, but free. Mm-hmm. And this is, RU says, you want us to help with this? Fine. You're going to have a free day once a week. You know, okay, try to do it without electricity. And but a free day once a week, if you're from Reading, and you got a driver's license or something that says that you're from this area, you get in free and you get to bring your kids in and see it all. And maybe once a week, that's what they, you know, they don't go to the movies or things like this. This is a big thing for
And I wonder what the
kids.
Opening date will be. And I know that I've been asked, Mike Warren had asked if, you know, of course, I would love to, we're not going to travel over that holiday because I'm going to be singing. And I would, I just love the idea. You know, I've lived in the bigger cities when they do these downtown open holiday. And it's wonderful to think it will be a great tourist attraction. It will. There will be a lot of hotels that are filled that people are traveling through to Ashland. They're going to stop here. They're traveling to Oregon, even in the bad weather. It doesn't matter. They're going to stop here.
Or come down from Oregon to see something
right.
like this. Or, you know, all
walk
over
the bridge, go through the Arboretum. Yes.
Yeah. You know, in Sacramento, you have a great light show going on up here. They're going to come up. They're going to spend at least a night. Maybe too.
Yeah,
while they're there and seeing things. So, yeah.
And this fits within what we do. We also sponsor, I don't know if you've heard of Five and Dime Days at Turtle Bay. So on the 5th and 10th of every month, you get in at half price. And so it makes Turtle Bay more accessible for all people.
Well, I didn't know that, but now we do the 5th and the 10th, Five and Dime like that. And there's two new great exhibits that they have,
the treasure
and...
And the paintings from the gentleman that flew out of 26 missions over World War II, and then you know, with his post-traumatic stress, he expressed himself in paintings of the sky. I've read about this guy. I mean, they're incredible. I can't wait to see it. Take some time and go down there. And so you've seen all the planning. Obviously, on the light show.
Not all of it. I've just been in a few discussions.
But you're looking at it, and you feel confident, as to you know after it was explained to us about how it can be a success.
Yeah, no, I'm not concerned at all about a success. To me, it's a no brainer. It's going to be successful. It's going to be great. Just like the downtown investment, it's going to be amazing. We just have to, you know, dig in and get it done.
Right.
And just understand what it is, and yeah. You may have to walk a little bit. Trust me, I just went to the Sacramento and saw a Broadway musical touring through. You know, it was at the Memorial Auditorium. Why? Because they're tearing down where they've done the theater before. They're rebuilding it. So my mom and I had to walk 4 blocks. Oh, well. So it was beautiful. We did it. You know, my mom's 86. We're walking.
Well, your mom and dad walk. I mean, I'm not. You know, don't bring up their ages anymore. I mean, you used it as an excuse for years, but now I know 10 years from now your dad will be pushing me. I'll be in a wheelchair. He'll be pushing me down the street someplace. Dan, the solar.
Yeah.
I'm going to take an early break because it's going to take a little bit. The consternation on the solar and, you know, getting from what RU and from the city is saying, of course, the solar companies are saying that this is really impacting on them because of reduced rates. I want to hear it from RU talking about, well, this is why we've done this. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break.
Cool.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been around since, gosh, what is it, 1982? They've got everything at there that you can imagine. The Orchard Nutrition is, of course, locally owned. Everything is 100% certified organic produce. Now, I didn't realize this, but when I had Joe on the show, when we say 100% organic, we mean the ground that it's grown in has to be fallow for like 3 years. The soil is tested. There can be nothing added to it. It is strictly organic. And everything in that store is 100% organic, from beef to veggies to the bulk sunflower seeds. Yes, everything's 100% organic there. Not only that, they have free monthly health seminars. All those seminars are on video, and you can look at all of those just by going to their website. This is locally owned, locally operated, and a great place. 13 years in a row, best place, voted best in the North State. This is Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. We'll be right back, 8:43 in the morning, with Dan Beans.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years. Helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center. Caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8:47 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And what's the weather look like for the rest of the day there, kiddo?
Well, it looks like we're going to have a rainy day today, and if you're just, you do that to me, don't you? If you just trip me up every time.
I'm not tripping you. I just asked you what the weather was.
Okay.
And you're sitting here with like 12 different things
about
weather.
Well, I do. I've got a lot of things to talk about, too. And so chance of rain all day, and our highs will be 50 and overnight lows 42. So if you're stepping outside, know that – and there may be gusts up to about 18 miles per hour today. That's – you know, anyway, that's
take your umbrella and turn it inside out.
And what else is happening today before we get back is the Red Bluff Bowl and Gelding Sale. Do you have any idea how much money this brings to the Red Bluff area?
Millions.
And, yeah, every day there's it just kicks off today, but it's, you know.
And if you haven't seen a bull sale before, you need to go down there.
This is happening at Tehama District Fairgrounds.
Yeah. See if you can, you know, not only can you buy one, you could ride one probably. anyway, we're here with Dan Beans, who is the... You ever done? Ever thought about? Who's of course the utility director of Reading Electric Utility? You ever thought about ever doing that, riding a bull?
No, I like for 2 seconds, and I thought, yeah, I'll never get off the ground again.
Okay, I thought about the mutton busting if I could find.
Yeah, that's
a
exactly
sheep.
What I would, yeah. Wish I if I could do that. But anyway,
solar. Yeah, it was a lot of consternation here, changing the solar rates and all this. Why is this important to RDU that this changes?
Well. REU is a publicly owned utility. This is the community's utility. And so the viability of that utility is should be important to the community. And if you look at the track record of the value that REU brings to the city overall and to our customers, especially when you start comparing it to, you know, other service providers outside of us.
Let's just say it, PG&E.
So, I mean, it's a huge value. So anything that we do has, you know, needs to be vetted by customers, council, of course, in our public utility commission, so they get to set rates. And it's just whatever we do, we're always looking at what's the best thing for the most people. So what happened with SB1 and solar is we met our legal mandate, mm-hmm. and so it was time to relook at it. And we did get some criticism, people saying, well, why the solar company saying, well, why didn't you have us in meetings and talk to us about this ahead of time? We thought about that, but because what would happen with that is you'd have the groups that are financially have invest, you know, a stake in the game as far as the companies. It's not fair to let them have, in my opinion, like a backdoor kind of meeting on this subject to determine what kind of rate they want, because this impacts all the other people that aren't their customers. So we set a public hearing, which is what we do. This is the way we do a public process. And so we did. We set the public hearing. Council, you know, said, hey, we don't like your recommendation. We form a solar committee, and we did. We had those meetings, and then they even grandfathered, which they didn't have to do, all the way through the end of the year.
And I know some of the people on the committee itself, and one person in specifically, and I know she's an extremely fair person. And this is what the committee came up to and recommended. They had 5 recommendations.
Yep.
And the one that they liked, though, was the 6 cents per kilowatt hour, which is twice what you wanted to that or you came up with.
It was 50% more.
Or 50% more. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, 50% more. But it's a lot less than the 15 cents that was being paid.
Right. And this is only for excess generation. So when you're generating your solar and you're using it as you generate it, you're getting full retail offset when you do that. And this is the 6 cents is only for what about when you don't need the energy and you're giving it back to us, what do our other customers want to pay for that energy?
Don't I pay $1 every bill for solar?
Nope. We took that off in 2017, I believe.
Oh, I thought there was something in there about that.
It used to be.
Oh, well, I'm going to start looking at my bill.
Yeah, start looking at it. Look at the details.
You know what I do every time is I look at what I generated last year. And we're trying to slowly, you know, not slowly, but as quick as we can, pull that down.
Can I just say one thing, really? I'm just going to interrupt, but with a kindness. What we love about being in a small town, number one, is that, and being with REU, it's been a blessing for us to have this company. And here we were at the break talking about the fact that on our street we have a dark spot, and we're kind of in that dark spot. So Dan takes down our address, and that's what we love about a small town, because we know that it'll be addressed, and we just appreciate the attention to detail.
Well, somebody will come out
do.
At least look at it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're.
And
we'll
do that for anybody.
It's not just us.
No, but I'm just saying.
But that's the part about a small town.
Yeah, a small town is that we don't have to wait for 5 weeks. like you would if you live in LA, and maybe you could talk to somebody, but probably not. So thank you.
Yeah. The new laws that are coming in about, you know, every time we turn around, Sacramento is adding something else in. What do we have to look for? I mean, I think it's what, by 2030, we've got to be at 50%?
Yeah, and they're looking to change that and make it even more aggressive on the renewable energy. And we're still fighting for large hydro to count because we are actually at the brink of having to sign a 30-year contract for large hydro, and that would become effective 2025.
With who?
With the Bureau. Well, it's through WAPA through and Bureau Reclamation. So.
Right, but we can't do that, though.
Well, it
doesn't count. Let me put it this way.
It doesn't count as renewable, but the way it's set up right now, the first 60% has to be eligible renewable. So that could be, you know, wind, solar, small hydro. That still counts. So as long as they don't tweak it anymore, then our large hydro could count for the other 40% to get us to 100%.
Oh, okay.
Because we are looking at 100%.
I mean, we're sitting here with one of the largest dams in the United States that's making power like crazy. We can't count that.
And
it's so stupid.
And part of the problem is a lot of the regulators and legislators have never seen a dam. They don't know, like, the history of Shasta and what an amazing feat that was. And so when they were up here for a workshop, we actually took some of them on a tour, and they got to see the dam, and they got to see the pictures and slideshows of all the effort this community put in to build that very valuable asset.
There's the power. So if we could get that, that would then give us that we would reach our goals,
and it wouldn't be
that painful.
No, yeah. You're exactly right. Our integrated resource plan, which we did for the last year, in 2018, it showed we did a lot of forward curve analysis, and if we can keep that hydro at a decent price and it counts, and then we accounts for the 40%. We're looking at we got a small solar probably going in south of the airport. That's in process still. And then in 2026, we'll be putting in another either wind or solar project. And then in 2030 or so, I think there's another project, wind or solar. So, and that's already kind of planned out. And the cool thing is, as these new projects have to come online, it kind of lines up with other debt service retires and gets finished. So then we don't anticipate big increases in rates. So our 5-year plan right now for rate increases was a 0 and then 4.2% rate, 2.2.2.2. It's basically inflationary type rates.
Right.
But our job, so we got the 0 coming. So our job is to try to figure out, okay, can we get rid of the next 2? You know, that 2%. Can that be a 0.5% or a 1% or a 0%?
Sure.
That's what we do.
I mean, you live in the community and all this, and you want to, everything else is raising.
Everything's always going up.
Everything's
so our job is to be as efficient as we can, but still take care of the system.
We got about 3 minutes left. I'm a proponent of nuclear energy. I think that, you know, people are scared of something they don't understand. I look at carriers and submarines which are under the ocean. Mm-hmm. Everybody's inside the submarine. We're not having any people having three-eyed children, or they're coming out and they're dying of cancer or anything like this. It's a safe alternative. Do you think? Do you think about
the Department of Energy has invested millions in research on small nuclear modular reactors, and at the end of the day, for energy density, solar doesn't have it, wind doesn't have it, nuclear has better energy density for base load.
Right.
So with all those variable sources, you still have to, hydro is amazing for balancing wind and solar.
Sure.
That's the other reason why large hydro should definitely stay on the table. But small nuclear reactors are they're safe. They're putting a lot of, research and new technology into them. And as far as I can tell, that is going to be part of the future.
It has to be. I mean, you even see environmentalists saying that, because we decided to use LED solar lighting for our main lights coming down our sidewalk.
Right.
And what happens is, days like this, they don't come on at night.
Right. The thing about California right now, they've been retiring gas plants too fast, and so starting this summer for the next 4 years, they're predicting a huge lack of energy between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. Just to give you a ball, understand, for this first summer, they're looking at 2,400 megawatts, which would be the entire city of Redding times 10 shortfall in California. between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. As solar comes off, all those gas plants need to get back on. And
but you're shutting them down.
But yeah, and you can't just, even if you did have, I mean, your gas plants have to run at a certain level to stay on.
Yeah.
And then you can't just turn it on and off like a light switch.
So what you're saying is starting this summer, and you've said this before on the show, that we haven't even seen the worst part yet.
Right. You could have rolling blackouts just to mitigate the state's shortfall if they don't address it right now. And you can still have your public safety power shutoffs for on the PG&E side.
So you could have, and PG&E could be shutting off every day, I guess. And if there's a shortage in the gas and all this,
it's hard to predict. But meanwhile, we're very fortunate that
we don't do that.
People ahead of us hooked us up to WAPA and got us off a PG&E system, and the council's made some good decisions over the years. And so we have a good system. Our wildfire mitigation plan is robust, and we are doing things to keep the city safe, but we're not shutting the power.
If people, we've got to run here. If people have a question about anything, is there websites or anything talk to?
That's a good point. So just go to the city's website. If you want to find out more about downtown parking, you can. You can find out about wildfire mitigation. We have all our documents and mm-hmm. pictures and stuff. And we've been doing a lot of social media through our communications team, too.
Thank you, Dan Beans.
Thanks for being on today, and thanks for
our director of REU.
Yeah, and keeping our lights on. That's my thing.
Yeah, big time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Okay, tomorrow is, I think we got the Shasta County Veteran Service Officers rolling in tomorrow. There's a lot of changes in what's going on this year with our veterans and their medical care. So it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical.